From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Parkey's.
Harry, where'd you get that big lump on your head?
I went to my boss's summer place Sunday. I ran out your breakfast swimming pool and landed on my head.
No water, eh?
No water? No pool? What a dope I am.
There. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's. Phil, I'm really burned up.
Why, Jim?
Yesterday I was walking with my wife and a man said, "There goes Beauty and the Beast." Why should he call my wife a beast? Why that
there,
dope...
There, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's, so come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Opie Cates and his orchestra, David Street, and our genial host, the star of our show, Park Your Carcass.
Boy, am I glad I didn't have to get married to that Prudence Rockbottom. How could I marry her? After all, my uncle married my aunt. And my father married my mother. Why should I marry a total stranger? Well, love will always be a problem as long as you got men and women. Because when you got men and women, you got two different genitals. Muscular and feminine. Muscular, that's the man. And feminine, that's the woman. Till you get married, then the man is feminine and the woman becomes muscular. I might as well forget about Prudence. Now that the excitement is over, I'm got to take it easy and just relax. I think I'll work on my crossword puzzle a little bit. I love crossword puzzles. Been working on this one for 7 years. Only need 3 more letters to get the first word finished. It's a 3-letter word. I think I'll try this word over here. It says number 6, horizontal. Let's see. It says here, feline, a four-legged animal that says meow. 5 letters. Feline, meow. That's a hard one. 5 letters. I got it. It's cat. K-I-T-T-Y pussy. Now the next word has got 6 letters. I got a dandy 7-letter word. Wish I could use it here. As long as nobody's looking, I'll squeeze it in.
Hello, Parkey.
Oh, hello, Betty Rhodes.
Are you still working on that crossword puzzle?
Yeah, I'm stuck on this word up here. This is a fruit that was eaten by Adam in the Garden of Eden.
Oh, that's easy.
Easy? That's easy. Why? Don't fit.
No, Parkey. What Adam ate in the Garden of Eden was an apple.
Oh, sure. Apple, let's see now. Apple is B-A...
Hey, wait a minute. Apple starts with B?
Baked apples?
Parkey, you're really cute. I don't think you can even spell baked apple.
Who couldn't?
Okay, let me hear you spell baked apple.
With or without cream.
What's the difference?
5 cents.
How do you do, sir? Are you Parkey Carcass? I'd like to speak to you. My name is Pike.
Okay, Pike, speak.
I am from the Last National Bank.
I see.
Yes, we are holding your note, which is overdue. It's for $1,000, and they sent me over to collect it.
Oh, but the people at the bank never bother Parkey for that $1,000. Why, they renewed that note for many years.
That's right.
Yes, but the bank is under new management now, and they want this note paid immediately. That note is protected by a mortgage on this restaurant. And they sent me over either to get the $1,000 or foreclose on the restaurant.
Just 1 minute, mister. I'll pay you the money as soon as I collect what the customers owes me for food.
Yeah, but Parkey, I went over the books. Nobody owes you that much money for food.
Hold on. There's one fellow alone by the name of Jones who owes me $1,945. Here, I'll show you the books. There it is right in the top of the page. You can see it. Jones 8, $1,945. Right there.
Let me see that.
Yeah.
Jones 8, $1,945.
Yes.
Parkey, that's the date, June 8, 1945.
I was wondering how one man could eat so much food.
Mr. Pye, can't we possibly get an extension on the note? The bank will get their money, I promise.
No, we can't give her any extensions. The bank needs that money for something very important. This is the time of the year when we have to place our order for the 1946 calendar.
Sir, I meant to ask you about your calendars. Why do they have a picture of a man standing behind prison bars in a convict's uniform?
Oh, that. Oh, well, that's a picture of one of our customers. Yes, he owed us $55, and he didn't pay when it was due. That reminds me, have you got a picture of yourself? We may have to use it on next year's calendar.
I got a picture just of my head, but it ain't developed yet.
Mr. Pike, won't you please give us a chance to raise the money? Give us 3 more weeks. Just 21 days, please.
Yeah, 21 days.
21 days, eh? Okay. 30 days, half September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except you, Parkycaucus. You have 21.
Betty, where am I going to get $1,000 in 21 days? I got more trouble than anybody else in the world. Look at me. All these years, I worked my head to the bone. All my life, I've been so unfortunate, I never get a break. I even November, when I was a little boy, I never even got enough to eat. I was so thin, Betty, my ribs used to stick out. That wasn't bad enough, but every Monday, my mother used to use me for a washboard.
Poor Parky, something will turn up, I'm sure. Here, I learned a new song. It's called The More I See You. Let me sing it for you. Maybe it'll help cheer you up.
I'm sure it will.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you. More lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you. My heart won't try. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you,
Betty, if I ever get a lot of money, I'm going to pay you a big salary just to have you sing to me all day long.
Oh, it's David Street and Bob Williams. Hiya, fellas.
Hi, Betty. Hi, Parky. What's cooking?
What's cooking? What to be cooking? Can't get meat, I can't get fish. Can't get chicken, can't get turkey, can't get butter, and you can't get bacon. You know what's cooking? Hot water, and I call it soup. That's what's cooking. On top of that, I'm boiling. You know what happened, David?
No.
I'm got to raise $1,000 in 21 days. Believe me, I'm so upset. I tell you, I could
now
be...
There, Parky. Why be irritated? Light on old gold.
Oh, go ahead, Bob. Tell me about old gold. That's the only pleasure I get, listening to you.
Why, I don't have to tell anybody about old golds.
What?
Why, everybody knows that a fine cigarette gives you lots of comfort and pleasure, especially today. But you get no pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, dry.
Hot, harsh, dry? But, Bob, you can't be talking about old golds.
Why, certainly not, Parky. Old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey, made from the juice of fresh apples.
Gee, Bob, this is interesting. Tell me more.
You mean, Parky, you want me to tell you that Old Gold's unique blend of many great tobaccos is enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco for delightful extra flavor?
Yeah, that's the part I like best about the extra flavor.
Extra flavor plus extra protection against cigarette dryness. That's Old Gold. So, as soon as you can, try a pack.
Oh, please tell me more, Bob. Come on.
Well, no, Parky, I'm afraid I don't have time today to tell you about Old Gold's. There's one thought I'll leave with you.
Yes?
When little annoyances get you down, why be irritated? Light an old gold. Excuse me, Parky. I'm going to order some dinner.
Okay. Say, David, do you know that Bob Williams is a funny fella? Can't get a word out of him.
Parky, I've just got an idea how to raise your $1,000.
Yeah?
Just as I was leaving the newspaper office, our society editor was talking to the rich Mrs. Van der Peister, and she was telling him that she was going to throw a great big party, very swanky affair.
Jeez.
Why don't you get the job catering it?
Oh, I heard about that party. Her daughter's coming out.
Coming out? What was she in for?
No, no, Parky, you don't understand. Mrs. Van der Peister is the leader of society.
I see.
She belongs to the horsey set. Her father was a big breeder in Kentucky.
So what? My uncle was a very big breeder, too. He died last year.
What was the matter with him?
Stop breeding.
What I'm trying to tell you, Parky...
What?
...is that Mrs. Van der Peister is in Who's Who.
Who's what?
Who's Who.
What's that?
It's a book.
Well, that's that.
Parky, I've just been figuring.
Yes?
You can furnish the food and the entertainment for the party for $2,000. The whole thing shouldn't cost you over $1,000, and you'll make a $1,000 profit. Then you'll be able to pay the bank.
Yes.
Oh, gee, that's wonderful. Opie and his boys will play for the dancing, and David and I'll sing.
You might have a slight additional expense for the orchestra because the musicians will have to hire tuxedos.
Tuxedos? Why do they have to come in tuxedos? Why can't they take a streetcar?
Hi, Betty. Hi, David. Hi, Parky.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Opie. Say, Parky, that customer over there is calling you. Looks like he's very impatient.
Why should he be impatient? I only took his order 4 hours ago. I'll be right back.
Say, Opie, you're just in time. We're going to have a big job for you and your orchestra.
A job? I don't want no job.
But, Opie, it's a chance for us to make some money.
Oh, I can't afford to take no job.
Well, why not?
I'll lose my unemployment insurance.
Well, it seems to me that the people down at the unemployment insurance place would insist that you go out and get a job.
Oh, they tried to get me a job. They wanted to send me over to Pomona to dig potatoes.
Well, what happened?
I told them to get the fella that planted them. He knows where they are.
Opie, look, if Parky doesn't raise $1,000 in 21 days, the bank is going to foreclose on the restaurant.
They are? What bank?
The Last National Bank.
The Last National? Well, if they do that, I'll take all of my business away from them.
All of what business?
For the past 7 years, I've been going over there regular, twice a week, to fill my fountain pen.
Opie, you can't let us down. You'll just have to play at this affair. And besides, it'll be good publicity for you.
That's right, Opie. This affair will make you famous, and you'll start to make a lot of money. Maybe $1,000,000.
$1,000,000?
Mm-hmm.
What in the world could I do with $1,000,000 now? I don't need no $1,000,000. Betty, could you let me have 40 cents? I want to get my laundry out.
Opie, you will play the affair for Parky, won't you? He's been so good to you. And besides, it'll mean a lot to me.
Oh, you're crazy about the Davis seat. I thought you cared just a little bit for me. Betty, you remember the last time we went to the movies and I held your hand?
Yes, it was thrilling.
And you know it'd been even better if we were sitting next to each other.
Yes, and I'll never forget the first date we had. You brought me a little gift.
Yeah. An emerald ring. We didn't know it was an emerald until 2 days later when it started to turn green. You remember the first time I wanted to kiss?
Uh-huh, and I told you to ask my father.
Yeah, but I didn't want to kiss him.
You know, Opie, I can just close my eyes and see you in Mrs. Vanderpeister's ballroom right now. There's a hush that falls over the audience as Opie Cates, his clarinet, and orchestra start to play Caldonia.
Big head so hard. Up that big fat head of yours.
Oh, Opie, if you play like that, you'll be a big hit at the party.
Say, that goes for me too, Opie. By the way, what party are you speaking of, Betty?
Well, Parky's going to try to cater Mrs. Vanderpeister's big party.
Oh.
You know the Vanderpeisters. Their ancestors were pilgrims who came over on the Mayflower. They landed on Plymouth Rock. I guess it was around the year 1600.
Wasn't it kind of uncomfortable sitting around on that rock since 1600?
Well, actually, Opie, it was 1620 when the pilgrims first put in their famous appearance on our fair shore.
Well, you know something, Bob? My ancestors were supposed to come over on that Mayflower, but they couldn't get reservations.
But, Opie, 140 years afterwards, in 1760, even before the American Revolution, the Lorillard business was founded. Now, that's nearly 200 years of association with the world's choice tobaccos.
You know, that sounds like a pretty good association.
Well, yes, you know, and this vast experience is reflected in the quality of Old Gold cigarettes today. Marvelous quality consistently maintained despite wartime conditions.
Bobby, you know something? You just made up my mind. Send me over a couple cartons, will you?
Well, Opie, as to quantity, although the cigarette situation is temporarily eased, we're still in a fighting war. Yet we're doing our best to assure your share of Old Gold's for home front enjoyment. So, if you must take substitute brands today, remember, your dealer may have Old Golds tomorrow. Goodbye, Opie. So long, Betty.
Goodbye, Bob.
So long.
Opie, I've got my fingers crossed. Parky and David have gone over to Mrs. Vanderpeister's house. Gosh, I hope she'll let them cater her affair.
Well, Parky, here we are at the Vanderpeister Mansion. Isn't it a huge place?
Yeah.
They say that in this house they've got 50 all-tile bathrooms.
Oh, that's my ambition, David. Someday to have a real tile bathtub. You know, I'm getting too big to stand up in the sink.
Your best behavior. You're about to meet the snootiest woman in town.
Let's go in. I'll ring the bell.
Okay. We've been expecting you.
You have?
Yes, the garbage hasn't been collected in over 2 weeks.
Is he alive?
Quiet, Parky. This is the butler.
Butler?
Yes. For generations, my family have been butlers. From babyhood, I was trained to buttle.
I see. You must have been a buttle baby.
Mrs. Vanderpeist is expecting us. I phoned her.
Whom should I say is calling?
Mr. Street and Mr. Parky Carcass.
Oh, good heavens. I could never announce such vulgar names. Street and Parky Carcass. Mr. Street, we shall have to change your name to Bullivar. And Mr. Parky Carcass, we shall have to call you Rest Your Body.
Rest Your Body?
Yes. I shall go and tell Mrs. Vanderpeister that you are here. Do you have cards?
Cards? No, but I got a pair of dice if she wants to shoot a little crap.
Scum!
Okay, I'm scumming.
You wait here and I shall announce you.
Yeah.
Parky, please watch how you act and be careful of what you say. These people live in a different world. You're mixing with the upper set now. Yeah. Careful, here comes Mrs. Vanderpeister.
Are you the man who telephoned?
Yes, Mrs. Vanderpeister. May I present myself? I'm David Street, and this is Mr. Parky Carcass.
I'm practically glad to know you.
We wanted to talk to you about catering your big party. You see, Mr. Parky Carcass has been a successful restaurant owner here for over a decade.
Over a decade? Why, it's longer than that, David. It's almost a fortnight.
Well, of course, you're aware of the fact that my party will be the outstanding social event of the season. Even royalty will attend. Why, I have an acceptance from Prince Eric. You know, he's half bourbon.
Half bourbon? What's the other half? Ginger ale?
Ginger ale? I've never met anyone quite like you. Now tell me, do you have any plans for my party? I want it to be a most outstanding affair. I'd like to do something different.
Well, here's an idea. How'd you like to have a big buffet supper?
Buffet?
Yes.
Oh, you probably mean buffet. The tea is always silent.
Not the way I drink it.
What a strange person. Now, let me see. You say your name is Parky Carcoat?
Parky Carcoat? Boy, have you got the wrong emphasis. It's Parky Carcass. But you can just call me Parky. That's my maiden name.
Your maiden name?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't seem to me that you'd be capable of catering my affair. Now, what about references?
Oh, you don't got to give me no references. I'll trust you.
Well, you'll trust me. I'll have you understand that my family have been leaders in society for generations. My ancestors all married stackpoles.
Married stackpoles? That's funny. All mine married women.
Oh, that Parky is a great joker, Mrs. Vanderpeister.
Well, I don't want any jokers around here. My party is a very serious affair. Mr. Parky.
Yes?
Do you understand the proper seating arrangement of people?
Well, I should. I've been sitting for years.
No. What I mean is this. For example, I, of course, would sit at the head of the table. Now, what would you do for a genealogical kinfolk once removed?
Are you mind to reiterate that last statement?
I said, what would you do for a genealogical kinfolk once removed?
Oh, I bathe my feet in hot water.
That does it. Why, if I let you handle my affair, I'd be the laughing stock of the town.
Oh, Mrs. Vanderpeister, we can handle this affair. Really, we can. We've got great plans for you. Not only will we prepare a delicious dinner, but we're going to have Opie Cates and his orchestra and two wonderful singers. Miss Betty Rhodes and that great Italian opera singer, Davido Stridiano.
Stridiano, an opera singer? Why, I never heard of him. Is he with the Metropolitan?
Not only is he with the Metropolitan, but he's also with the Equitable and the Prudential.
Well, I was thinking we might get that thin man who sings on the radio, Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra? That's as bad as Parky Carcass. Say, David, you can give a good invitation how that Stridiano guy sings. Why don't you give a sample to Mrs. Van de Pipe?
Van de Pipe!
David, you know, sing that song that I like so much. What is it called? Oh, yes. When you was 8 and I was 9 and we were 17.
Do you sing too, Mr. Street? If you do, I'd love to hear my favorite. It's a song called Love.
This would never happen again in 1,000 years. By a strange coincidence, I happen to have the music in my hand.
Oh, how wonderful. Will you sing it for me?
Gladly.
Love can be a moment's madness. Love can be insane. Love can be a life of sadness and pain. Love can be a summer shower. Love can be the sun. Love can be two hearts that flower as one. It can be fine and free, but it's true, it doesn't always happen to you. Love can be a dying ember. Love can be a flame. Love pledged in September may be dead in December. You may not even remember it came. Oh, love can be a joy forever or an empty name. Love is almost never ever the same. It can be ecstasy, but that kind is not so very easy to find. Love can be the force for failure. Love can bring you fame. Love, fresh as the morning, may be wild when it's morning. And then without any warning, it's tame. Oh, love's a tie that's hard to sever, or a losing game. Love is almost never, ever the same.
A lovely voice.
Look, Miss Van de Pipe, if you let us put on your party, I'll even throw in some extra entertainment besides the singer.
Good. Last Tuesday, I was at the Parisian nightclub, and I saw Madame Cici, the famous fan dancer. Do you think you could get her to perform at my party?
Mrs. Van de Pipe, I'm ashamed of you, wanting to have a fan dancer at your party. You should be ashamed of yourself. Shame, shame, shame. I seen that Madame Fifi in that nightclub doing a fan dance when she came out on the floor. It was the most disgusting thing what I never seen. The way the people there, the way they would push and shove, and stand on each other's shoulders, just to get a look. I got so mad, I finally hit a guy over the head with my field glasses.
Well, Mr. Parkey, before I say definitely that you may cater my affair, I shall have to visit your restaurant next week to see for myself whether I can entrust this important party to you.
Okay, Toots, next week you come over to the restaurant, and we'll take care of you.
For the further adventures of Parker Carcass, Opie Cates and his orchestra, David Street, Betty Rhodes, and Mrs. Van de Pipe, played by Natalie Schaefer, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Is it a date? Okay. Meet me at Parker. Bob Williams saying goodnight.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.